Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And thinking of Andy Reid, Jeremy Fowler over at ESPN, who I believe The Drive is going to have on their show maybe later on today, he wrote a column, about the Chiefs. And he was talking about kind of what we're discussing here, the Chiefs' position to dominate the next decade of the NFL. And he went through reasons. He mentioned, of course, the quarterback salary stuff, but also the culture that they have built. But further down in the article, once again, we heard and we saw a reporter ask Clark Hunt about the future of Andy Reid. Now, this is, I want to be clear, Jeremy Fowler by no means is anywhere near Mike Florio for this. This is not the same thing.
Mike Florio, credible.
Yeah, Mike Florio for 3 or 4 years has been saying Andy Reid's going to retire. Jeremy Fowler just simply was writing a really good piece, by the way, and I think Chiefs fans should read, you'll like it, on how well positioned the Chiefs are. But he asked Clark Hunt about Andy Reid, and Clark Hunt told ESPN, quote, he has no sense Andy Reid will retire anytime soon. Also went to talk about Brett Veach growing in stature. Reed's very comfortable with him making decisions. Hunt went on to say, I set the vision, then let Reed and Veach do their jobs. We had Clark Hunt on the show when we were in Vegas out at Radio Row for the Super Bowl. And that was right when all the rumors, or the one rumor, was out there. And even basically the same answer that Clark Hunt gave then, which was, I don't have any sense that Andy's hanging up anytime soon. And that is the only person, the only reason why any of this is even consistently being out there is still from Mike Florio. But this will be something now that probably every single year will be asked because of the age. Although Pete Carroll prior to retiring or getting forced out was older. Bill Belichick prior to getting fired was older. You know, now Andy Reid obviously is at the top end of that, but he was younger than both those guys. And I don't even think we could say that those guys decided to retire. Bill Belichick wanted a coach. He couldn't get a job last year. Pete Carroll would have kept coaching the Seattle Seahawks. They kind of forced him out. So there's different. Andy Reid can coach as long as he wants. That's the difference here with those two other guys that were older as well. They were basically told, we're done with you. That's not happening here. Andy Reid's going out on top.
Look how comfortable he is in his own skin. He loves football. I can't see him doing anything else. He's got Mahomes. I mean, this is a coach's dream to have a quarterback to facilitate every single thing you want to do. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you go back to Bill Walsh and Joe Montana and writing plays on napkins in the middle of the night or at a restaurant with his wife, and because he knew Joe could do it, he got excited about it. This is what Reid gets about Mahomes.
I picture you writing plays down on an Applebee's napkin, R.I.P. Applebee's.
Well, yeah, it was two left. Yeah, I think Chili's still rolling strong, though.
Oh, that's your place. That's right, I forgot.
There's two Applebee's. I think Blue Springs and Gladstone can keep their Applebee's, but regardless, Andy Reid's very comfortable in what he does, and he's chasing history. He's 5 games behind Belichick in postseason wins, and if Belichick comes back coaching again, you know you're chasing him, and I think he cares about what his legacy is in sports. But look how much more relaxed he is. Do you think there was ever a time and day that Andy Reid would be on TV going, Bundarooski?
Commercial is creepy, by the way.
Did you ever think in your wildest imagination, Andy Reid, Mr. And you have to, it's a Veach question, you know, he's very, very, you know, Bundarooski. That shows you everything you need to know about how comfortable he is.
Well, he's also doing it for Mahomes. You know, way back when Mahomes asked me in the commercial, and now he's getting a check for it as well.
2013, Reid, you go to him and say, can you do Bundarooski? He's not doing it.
It's the eyes. It's the Bundarooski. It's just weird.
I never thought I'd see him doing that. Never. But also, I think initially it started, he was doing his guy Patrick Mahomes a favor for the State Farm commercial, and then State Farm said, hey, you're actually really good at this thing. Why don't you want to keep doing it? We'll keep writing you a check, too.
He is really good at those commercials.
Hey, you know, even it's resonating. People like my mom.
Nuggies.
My mom love it.
That one's the best one.
Mm-hmm. My mom was wondering about her State Farm bill and all this because they had all the stuff. I said, Mom, they're Bundarooskiing you. Yeah. She goes, oh, that's right. Bundarooski with Andy Reid.
I think they're funny.
Even she knows it.
I think they're funny. I think every single one Andy's been in for State Farm has been pretty funny.
Even when he was on with Guy Fieri, Drives and Dies, he's very meticulous at everything he does. Like when he was making the cheeseburger, it was down to the detail of what he was doing. But look how happy he is. Like you've noticed a change in him. I asked Mitch Schwartz this on the Fans Football Show. I said, Think about Andy Reid. You know, he's all serious, and he gets these rings. He's got Mahomes. There is a different difference in St. Joe when you see him, like, talking to the media afterwards than the way it used to be. He seems so relaxed. And why wouldn't you be with three titles? But still.
Yeah. What's your updated, like, I feel like we all had this question around the Super Bowl, now seeing that they're off to 7-0 start. What's the new range? If I give you, I'll say, over under 4 years, are you taking the over, or are you going under still for him to keep coaching? He's only 66. I've always said, as long as he physically can do it, I think he's coaching for another 5+ years. I really do.
I would take the over because I think 72, 73, Reid.
We know he signed an extension this offseason. I believe that was for through 2028.
But it's who and what he is. I mean, that's the difference. It's not like, does he have all these other interests outside of football?
No, this is it. This is his life.
This is it. This is what he likes.
How old is Patrick Mahomes?
29.
He'll be 30 next September, I think.
Okay. 2028 would put, through 2028 would put him at 33, Mahomes?
Which is their prime. And I bring this up all the time. Look at Steve Young's stats. He built a Hall of Fame career just in his 30s. Because he wasn't good in his 20s. Just in his 30s, he built the Hall of Fame career. Mahomes hadn't even got to that yet.
I think if they can get to five or six, and it comes to 2028, I think if he feels healthy enough and good enough to do it, he might sign a 2-year deal and try to get that seventh one or sixth one in those last 2 years. I think he might just do it.
As long as he physically can do it, there's honestly just no reason to step away. You have the best quarterback. You've waited your entire coaching career to have a quarterback like this. That is still the one thing that I think is,
I'd say, 23rd.
Why you don't step away.
Can you believe that Joe Burrow is going to be 1 year younger than Mahomes in December? Can you believe that? Like, all the success Mahomes has had.
You're going to get Drew all worked up. Don't do this to him.
I don't want to whiz on your Wheaties here, but Mahomes is going to be 1 year older and have three Super Bowl rings than Joey Ballgame.
This is the thing, Bink. I think that a lot of people, because the
Macaulay Culkin lookalike.
The Bengals are never going to have a stretch like the Chiefs are having. They're never going to have that. And if they do, great.
You're right about that, Drew. They're always going to suck.
All I want is one bank. Like, Patrick Mahomes could.
He's only five games over 500 in his career.
Patrick Mahomes could have seven Super Bowls, and that's great. But I don't think people, and maybe other Bengals fans feel
that
way.
I want
one. I just want Burrow to win me one. Because, honestly.
He's not going to, Drew.
The Bengals have never had a quarterback as good as Joe Burrow in their history.
Ken Anderson.
The fact that I get to get pissed off that they're 3-5.
Boomer Esiason is better than
Joe Burrow's a better quarterback than Boomer was.
Tell Boomer that.
I would. I think Boomer would admit
Boomer was at our snack machine last year. Would you have the balls to walk down there and tell Boomer that Joe's better? Would you have had the balls to do that, Drew? Honestly. Boomer, Burrow's better.
That would not be the first thing that I say. I'd go up and I meet him and I talk to him and be like, I mean, I think we got the GOAT right now, the best Bengals quarterback ever. What do you think?
There's a way you can phrase it without being a jerk. I loved Burrow at LSU. I loved the team they put around him. Yes. But can they pay everybody else? Because Cincinnati didn't like to pay anybody.
I mean, that goes back to the previous conversation, right? That there's only one team that's been able to do it efficiently well, and the Bengals haven't been able to do that.
Let me ask you this. Which quarterback wins the next Super Bowl not named Mahomes in the AFC?
In the AFC?
Which quarterback would you put your money on right now if I gave you $500 bucks? Okay. You go Burrow. I know where he's going. 100% Burrow.
Yes, I would go Burrow, but I think Josh Allen. Josh Allen's the one that makes. I'm on record. I don't think the Ravens are a threat to the Chiefs at all this year.
Bill should fire McDermott and hire Belichick. Be with Josh Allen.
I think it's Josh Allen. If it's not Burrow,
Zach Taylor and hire Belichick.
Big, if you ask that question about any quarterback in the NFL, I would say Jordan Love or Jared Goff.
AFC. I agree with you on Goff.
Might be this year. I mean, the only
problem with answering Goff in this question, even if we expand it out of the AFC, is it has to happen like this year or next year. He's not 25 years old. That's the only issue I would have with answering Goff. You're basically saying they're winning it this year, in my opinion, if your answer is Goff. I can tell you, Allen, I got another 8 to 10 years of runway to work with.
If I had to bet money on it, I would say it's Goff, because I think that they're that hot right now, where I'd feel more comfortable betting on Goff now to win it than the next quarterback being Allen or somebody like
that. Is Zach Taylor his coach when he wins it, or is somebody else?
No, it's gonna. If he ever wins one in Cincy, it's somebody else.
I would say yes.
Rob Livingston. That's what I would.
Problem is, they got to wait till Zach Taylor's contract expires. Their owner's too cheap to pay two coaches at once. So
also, the fact that they made a Super Bowl, there's the excuse for them to stick with him forever. Because Marvin Lewis, they stuck with him for way too long, and he never won them a single playoff game.
So
I will say this. It would be really cool to see the Lions win because they've never won anything. There's also a part of me that would be like, really, the Lions won one before the Bengals did? That'd be very disappointing in a way, too. The Lions.
Funny. If it's not going to be the Chiefs this year, let it be the Lions, you know?
That would be a really fun story, too, though.
It's not going to be them.
It'd be a really cool story.
Not going to be anybody in the AFC.
Who's better, Burrow or Ken Anderson in Bengals history?
Joe Burrow.
I'm going to go Ken Anderson was an NFL MVP.
Bink, historically.
Joe Burrow's not been an MVP. Ken Anderson was.
The Bengals are going to make the playoffs this year, and he'll be the MVP.
They are not making the playoffs this year.
He was an NFL man. You're slighting Ken Anderson.
No.
This is recency bias you're playing with here. This is a Cincinnati legend.
Legacy-wise, is the best Bengals quarterback, even better than Boomer. But on the field?
Boomer and Ken Anderson are in the clubhouse, man. They're in the VIP section. Burrow's trying to get in.
See, I still think that this is why the conversation around Mahomes... Patrick Mahomes is the greatest. To me, he is the best quarterback that I've ever seen throw a football before. So to me, Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT, along with the legacy stuff. I get why some people say he's not. But if you're like,
Tom Brady has the legacy, but
Patrick Mahomes is the best. He does something that Tom Brady could never do, the stuff that Patrick Mahomes does.
Ken Anderson was four-time NFL passer rating leader.
I agree 100% with you, Drew, on that. The one thing I'll say with a lot of athletes, whether we're talking NBA or not, who's just more gifted and athletic and all that, that answer in 2040, we're going to be saying that about guys that played in 2015. There is something to evolution of just athletes and science and training and everything like that. There is something to be said for that. Not with Brady Mahomes, because they've literally played during the same time.
Yeah.
But if we're comparing someone that played football in 1970 to 2024, well, of course they're more athletic now. I mean, just by nature, they're more athletic.
Sure.
They just have to be.
Who is better, Collinsworth or Jamar Chase?
Jamar Chase. Chris
Collinsworth has more accolades, though.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.